Welcome to today's edition of About Music with Brian. Last week we listened to the oboe, a double reed instrument with a bright treble penetrating sound. It is the familiar voice of the family, but there are two more family members. The oboe d'amore, pitched lower in A, has a warmer, more intimate personal sound, a pastoral sound, favoured by the Baroque composers like Bach. The cor anglais or English horn, which is even lower pitched in F, is larger and darker, with a rich melancholy tone, often compared to an alto voice. Together they offer composers a remarkable range of expressive possibilities. Today we will listen to the cor anglais, which is also known as the English horn. I have five works for your enjoyment. Our first work of the five is by Giuseppe Bidetti, the Concerto for English Horn in F Major. This is a classical work with elegance and clear lines and graceful phrasing, a stylish opening from a very rarely heard 18th century work.
Thank you.
Our next work by Gaetano Donizetti, the Concerto for Cor Anglais in G minor, is a tuneful bel canto work, writing with a warm classical romantic blend, which makes this concerto an ideal companion to the one we just heard by Benedetti.
Thank you.
Our next work is not strictly for cor anglais alone. It is The Swan of Tuonela by Sibelius. This quintessential cor anglais solo part of the work is haunting, atmospheric, and deeply evocative. You will hear it at the beginning of the movement.
Thank you.
Now another movement from a concerto by George Rochberg, a single movement excerpt showcasing the instrument's ability and modern brilliance while remaining accessible. It's called Perpetual Motion. My last work for today is also a larger work, a London Symphony by Ralph Vaughan Williams. No, we're not going to listen to the whole symphony, we're going to listen to the second movement entitled Lento. It has a long elegiac cor anglais solo at the heart of the movement, which crowns our program today with lyrical depth and English melancholy.